That was the Ultimate Fake Book. They've got an upcoming album, and that was the lead single from it. Tell Me What You Want.
Yeah, for This Will Be Laughing Week, coming out soon.
All right. It's just about 11:30. We're taking things slow today, because we can't do a full-length album with only two voices.
We know you want a comedian with the slow hand.
Yeah.
You want a comedian with the Midas touch.
Yeah. So a little segment right about now. Where we talk to you about the world outside. 4th of July is coming up. We all know what to do about on 4th of July. Love your damn country. But on the other days of the week, it's not so clear what to do. July 5th, what do I do? Who do I love? What do I stare gaze longingly at? Well, there is a world out there, and it continues to go.
Are we allowing gaze in the longingly now?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to give prior notice, though.
Is it an ask, don't ask, don't tell type of thing?
Just fill out the form. Things you can do the other days of the week, things you can do all the other hours of the day, something to look forward to, a little something called Super Happy Fun Time Public Service Announcements.
Thanks, Lawrence.
Letting Corpse and Lawrence
really
welk there.
You really can't count on him to lay down a fat, funky beat.
No.
You can lay him...
That was
count
a beat.
Lay,
a beat.
You can really count on him to lay down a fat, funky funk.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, can we put him on the other side of the room now?
Do what
My eyes are watering.
Do what thou wilt, as it harm none.
All right. Don't be blinded by the dangers of fireworks continues to be the message of the Illinois Society for the Prevention of Blindness.
The Illinois Society
for the Broken Record.
Yeah, their friends have all gone away.
Yeah. Man, legal... I like this, though. Can we possibly scare the younger generation? Legal firework displays are probably the safest way to celebrate the 4th of July if fireworks are to be involved at all. Okay.
You can just have the firework sit there. Play
Man.
Dunk the firework.
No, this is great. However, be aware that injuries sometimes occur to bystanders at public displays. So now, Mommy, I don't want to go to the radio, the talking box, and I'd get hurt. Now this is where I'm starting to doubt that this is actually the Illinois Society for the Prevention of Blindness and may well be the Illinois Society for Making Kids into Dorks. Because it says, if attending a public display, wear eye protection. Yeah, that's it. You're getting beat up every day at lunch. What you want to do is show up to where all the cool kids hang out on 4th of July, like over in the corner smoking, the one cigarette that one kid stole from his dad's pack, wearing, your dad's safety goggles from chem class in college. Hey, guys, what's up? Why are you pulling on my dental work? So, and then it says, have a safe 4th of July. Notice they omit fun.
Yeah.
Because fun would be eating the fireworks.
It's a time of terror. We just have to get through it.
Love your country, but dear God, don't celebrate! Sorry, go ahead.
Registration continues through July for Read for the Fun of It, the children's summer reading program at the Urbana Free Library. Concurrent registration for Read Because I've Got a Damn Gun to Your Head. Same place, also through July. Both readers and pre-readers are invited to join. They've got separate water fountains for them, though, which I think is wrong.
I do.
Terrible.
Pre-readers. So it's like they read the book before the readers do.
Yeah.
It's pre-read.
Yeah, they didn't poison it or anything.
Well, it's...
That's a good term for illiterate, unwashed bastard. That saves you a ton of syllables, just a pre-reader.
Right.
Reading at some
what do
point.
They do? What do pre-readers do at reading for the fun of it?
They identify the pictures, I think. Ooh, doggy. Yes. Go back to the factory presses now. Children need not have a library card to be a part of the program. You need not have a gun to your head to be part of the other program. We'll put it there for you. More information, call 367-4069. Notice that I read that out loud. If this were on paper, the pre-readers couldn't participate. Unless a little doggy was holding up a big three. How many doggies are there? Well, that's the first number that you dial. Now, how many fishies are there? That's the second number that you dial.
What a horribly inefficient mode of communication. Invoking Spirits is a traveling exhibition of 50 quilts. It's in bold.
That is the... Wait, just take that sentence completely out of context. That sentence is one of the weirdest sentences I've ever heard. Invoking spirits is one of the...
What? It's a traveling exhibition of 50 quilts.
The hell you say?
By members of the Association of Pacific Northwest Quilters.
Go to a PTA meeting.
These people can get money to have like an association for Pacific North... I can't get money for my rent.
Well, you know what happens.
Appearing at the Vermilion County Museum through July 16th. Okay, cut to that meeting. All right, we have nothing from like July 1st to the 16th. Any ideas, anybody?
Well, we could...
Stuff I found in my pants.
Yeah, okay, there's an idea. We could let the homeless people in and call it urban realism. I don't know.
Wait, I've got a letter here from some quilters! Oh, dear God, not the quilters. Yes, the quilters! What do they want? They want to bring their traveling exhibition here! The hell you say? Cut back. The rest is history.
Cut to the final approval process for funding for the American Quilting Society. He's got a quilting needle to my head! Prove it, damn you! Approve it!
I'll sew a patch of red here, and that will completely and totally symbolize the love I have for my family if you don't give me our money.
Prove it!
Cut back.
Strong colors and unique designs and fabrics are features of this quilt collection, along with a soul-numbing pit of blackness.
I'm somewhat more interested in the pansy-ass colors. I would like an exhibition of those.
The display at the Vermilion County Museum is the final stop in this exhibition's tour. Thank Christ someone put an end to it.
They're going on for solo projects, you know, work together maybe in the future, but...
We're going to get 50 different albums with just a picture of each quilt on it.
Yeah.
Instead of one album with all 50 quilts. But then all the other quilts will end up helping out on, you know, each album, so... After the exhibit, the quilts will return to their home state of Washington for a nice rest. Where they will be auctioned to benefit the non-profit quilting association.
They don't know this, though, so don't tell them they're being sold into slavery.
Yeah. That's the quilt exhibit, Invoking Spirits, on display through July 16th at the Vermilion County Museum, also known as Hell, 116 North Gilbert Street in Danville. Didn't somebody blow that place up? Or at least part of it. For further information or hours, call the Vermilion County Museum at 4 doggies, 4 fishies, 2 cats, 2922.
Damn shame we don't have any new Crime Stoppers this week, you know?
Oh,
Unless you've got one.
No, I don't have one. Okay. I wish I did.
No, we're not going to get another one for a year after no, what we did to the last one.
Yeah, it has to wait until the crime is perpetrated by very, very... limited racial quotient.
Yeah, I have to wait till that one guy gets out and that one idiot gets out and commits another dumb crime.
Wait till that guy starts stealing purses at the gas station.
Two Champaign Urbana residents had rocks dropped on their head from above.
We're looking for a supreme being. He might be see-through. He may appear as a flame, a tongue of flame, an old man on a throne, or a young man with a hole in his side.
A town hall meeting for downtown Urbana redevelopment issues is scheduled for Thursday, July 27th at 7 p.m. at the Urbana City Building. You know, when I was a kid, my dad had some downtown Urbana redevelopment issues hidden in his closet. I found them. Ooh.
Damn, you were the most popular kid in school.
Oh, I was.
Hey, Mark, can we come over and look at your dad's redevelopment issues?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even have a father. The purpose of the meeting...
see, the truth is funny, folks.
Yeah, truth and comedy. The purpose of the meeting is to invite the community to provide input regarding downtown Urbana and its future. Tangent number three. Top five bits of input that What Channels Like has about downtown Urbana and its future.
How many was it? Top three?
Top five.
Number five, more country music, country western bars. More of them. More people in hats and belt buckles.
Number four, you've got all those empty buildings. Why not put padding on the walls and ricochet cows around inside them?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Number three, more country western bars.
Number two, something keeps distracting me outside. Number two, the cinema cafe is closed. Why don't you make it a big aquarium and then let the homeless people swim in it?
Ooh. Now, and the number one, that guy who runs out and honks his little horn and shakes his stick at you when you try to park in the Busey Bank parking lot on the corner there, down in downtown Urbana, during the day. Let's canonize that guy. Let's get a big statue to, of him somewhere. Can we? Thanks.
And Resident three. Yes, residents will have an opportunity to speak and to annotate working maps, because nothing gets the crowds going like a chance to annotate some working maps.
Yes.
To express ideas and issues important to them. The public may also comment on observations collected by the project consultants so far regarding Urbana's downtown. Well, it's small. Yes! Oh, that's crap. Good time for all. Again, this public meeting will be on Thursday, July 27th at 7 p.m. at the Urbana City Building at 400 South Vine Street in Urbana. 400 Fishies, South Vine Street, Urbana. If you have any questions about this meeting or about downtown redevelopment in downtown Urbana in general, or non-downtown redevelopment in downtown Urbana, or downtown redevelopment in non-downtown Urbana, or the 400 Fishies in question, contact April Getchius. Getchius.
I'm on a Getchius! One way or another!
Urbana Community Development Director at 384-2439.
I'm just going to contact her for the hell of it.
I'm not suggesting that she's unqualified, but is it impossible that the Urbana Community Development Coalition is nominating people as the director just because they're a cool name? Is that possible? If you have comments to submit but are unable to attend the meeting, you may also contact Urbana City Council member Laura Huth. Laura the Huth. At 384-0830. I'm sure she's heard that one before.
So while you were doing that, I was looking through the pre-readers stack of books over here. I found a completely pictogram version of Finnegan's Wake.
Oh, nice.
It's 52,000 pages long.
Wow.
Makes absolutely no sense. Wow. The Pablo, it's not Pueblo, because it's P-A-U-B-L-O. The Pablo Agricultural Museum will hold its 22nd annual Farm Expo on July 21st, 23rd. You'll see there's one ludicrous thing in this that I need to get to, so I'm just going to go through it. The museum is, well, this is pretty good, too. The museum is located in Stonington, Illinois, midway between Decatur and Taylorville on Route 48.
Oh, well, great. That place is it.
Yeah, great. That's what I want. That's what I want. I'm just going to drive down Route 48 and count very slowly. I'm going to drive to Dan. I'm going to drive from Danville to Taylorville and see how long it took me to count, and then drive halfway back. Hours will be Friday, July 21st, from noon to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Sunday, 10 until 2. There is an admission charge. Saturday, well, here we go. Are you ready?
Okay. Unsteeled.
Now, you know how we're really usually into free food. And really pushing people to...
Yum, yum.
This may well break a tradition for us.
Like a twig.
Saturday will feature an all-you-can-eat ham and bean meal. You know what? Preparing mass quantities of ham for consumption for free.
Yeah. Yeah, you know... Yeah.
Or actually, it doesn't say it's free, so maybe they do have to pay for it, but still. How much ham can one bean eat? It's like an all-you-can-eat quiche and... demi-glace sauce dinner.
There are certain foods that are really, for the sake of one's belief in a rational universe and loving God, not meant to be seen in mass quantities. And pork and beans, you know. A big football field full of pork and beans. That's, you know, that's Cthulhu in a box right
there. Exactly. Again, that's the Pueblo, like, there's a big thing with, you know, doing that repeating thing. There's that the last one was... After it got all the information out, it says, that's the quilt exhibit. And this one says, again, that's the Pueblo Agricultural Museum 22nd Annual Farm Expo, July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in Stonington. For further information, call Alice Reed at 217-692-2733. Find out where she got all that ham.
Yeah, you also, if you're one of those people, you can call Alice Pre-Reed. And just do the pictures.
But don't go ask Alice when you're 10 feet tall. She gets all creeped out.
I'm going to make a couple notes. Remind you that WAFD will be marching in the 4th of July parade. So hang out. Watch them. Don't blow all your wad on the Shriners. Brandon D. Washington will perform on our float this year.
Freeze. Cut to the Shriners after that. Why won't my car move?
Jeez.
All right. Cut back.
We are number 32, and we'll be lining up on Busey and High Streets around noon. The parade kicks off at 1.05 p.m. 1.05. 1.05, because you're, you know, Champaign Urbana Parade, it's kind of a rock star like that. They don't start at 1. I want to make a note that the next upcoming WEFT Air Shifter Training Class was not. Air Shifter Training Class, Saturday, July 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the WEFT studios is unfortunately closed as the class size is limited. We'll be holding one soon afterwards, though. So if you're interested in signing up for the next class in a couple months, call the Airshifter Training Hotline at 359-6545 after.
Actually just two monkeys standing next to a phone.
Oh, but they're good, though. They take the notes.
They do. They do pictures.
Yeah, one of them's a pre-reader. Also, 400 fishies want to take the class? What kind of show are they going to do? Very wet one is the answer. Especially if you're interested in jazz and blues music.
In fact, there's one of the scariest moments of my entire life.
The phone monkey actually just arrived in the studio. That's good to know. It's a boxing phone monkey. So call or he'll punch you out.
But his hands are on backwards, his head's...
A couple other technical announcements. Let me note that WAFT is broadcasting on the internet through web radio. You can locate our webpage at www.rarinet.org/weft. Tune in, listen to us on the web if you're getting a bad reception or if you're going to be away from Champaign-Urbana, because you don't want to miss a moment in the developing ongoing saga of what channels like and WAFT in general. Will right. WAFT be reunited with its long-lost mother?
I don't know.
Will that dashing young man... Oh, wow, it's punching. Will that dashing young man be the man of WEFT's dreams? It's possible. The
monkey is going insane.
The phone monkey is going insane and punching the microphone. Why don't you put it in Matt's seat? Let it punch Matt's microphone. Okay, calm him down. So you could listen there. The Eskimos may have got lost along the way.
Stop punching the mic.
The Eskimos should have been here. The Eskimos who heard WEFT for the first time a few months ago when we went on web audio and left their igloo.
Oh, the phone monkey just said they called last week.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they decided to live in Wyoming.
Wyoming's no good. We need our milkshakes. I'm disappointed. And let me note to you that WEFT is supported in part by grants from the Illinois Arts Council and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
I just think it's funny that the Illinois Arts Council is supporting us.
I think it's grand.
I do too.
Yes. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, that's us and the electric company. Same slush fund. 359-9338 is the phone number. And we're going to move off to a song by Jazz June from their new album.
The Medicine.
The Medicine. And like a phone call, it's not going to be a full-length arrow because there's just two of us.
Yeah.
We're going to build some kind of story for you. It's going to try to culminate everything that's gone on tonight, and that's going to take a flying leap based on your suggestion.
Right.
A word, a phrase.
A word, a phrase. Just call us up and let us know, and we'll do, roughly 12 minutes of improv on it. So.
359-9338.